Today we're going to focus on Chof Gimel, and Belin ended my house on Purim. We'll make a Siyum on Yeshua, which is, ends with Perek Chof Dala. We'll make a Siyum before Mincha in my house on Purim. Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven make a Mizbeach. Right? That's how the Perek Chof Gimel goes on, that the Chof Beis, it goes on that they went and they made a huge Mizbeach. And so much so that Klal Yisrael were choshed that Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven were doing it in order to make like a bama. And Klal Yisrael sent representation from all the Shvatim to Tainus to Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. Koyoma I called as Hashem or Amal Shema Altim Belke Yisrael. Mamish, Shtarka Musel. The truth is that they answered, but they go to Bnei Reuven answer them, it's not true. That wasn't our intention. And in fact, but they go to Bnei Reuven did a bunch of things to prove that wasn't their intention. Number one, the Malbim points out some of this as well. Number one, they built the Mizbeach on this side of the Yarden. If they would have wanted to establish themselves on the other side of the Yarden, they would have built the Mizbeach on the opposite side of Eretz Yisrael. Not on Eretz Yisrael. They built the Mizbeach on the Eretz Yisrael side of the Yarden. No, that's number one. So that right away proves they're not trying to create their own development, their own Beis HaMikdash. That's not what they're trying to do. Secondly, they built a huge Mizbeach. The Lashon they used was Lemareh. So the Medrash explains, they built a huge Mizbeach without a ramp or steps. Meaning, it was a humongous Mizbeach without access. Why'd they do that for? To show they didn't want to bring Kabbalahs. Right? Klal Yisrael still will hush it. But Lamaisa, that's what they did. So, the obvious question is, why did they do that? So they said, we were afraid, we didn't want our Shvatim to forget the connection. But according to what we said, it's very Gishmak. It's all part of the same Tikkun. The chet was that they rushed away from Klal Yisrael. That's to explain why they slept, they stayed an extra 7 years, they walk Yeshub. The whole thing that we discussed was a kapara for rushing in away from Klal Yisrael. Now it makes sense that they didn't want to go to the Eva Yarden without creating a connection. That's why they built a huge Mizbeach, to remind them the connection that they have to the rest of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Perek Chof Gimel, I'm going to tie now into Megillas Esther. Perek Chof Gimel basically is Yeshua's parting words with Klal Yisrael. Vayhi miyomim rabim, vayikro Yeshua l'chol Yisrael. And he gives them a pep talk. Atem re'isim eskola shol asosam l'keichem l'chol agoyim ha'ele. You see what Hashem did thus far. Hashem alekeichem, he says, don't worry. Hu anilchom lechem, and he's going to finish up the job for you. That's basically what Yeshua says. So the Malbim is Oymid. What was his point? What was this last meeting that Yeshua benun, he gathered all clients all together? What was the point of this meeting? So we'll get to what the Malbim says and what the Meshech Chochma says al Torah. He brings this psukim. But it also connects to the beginning of Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is a very unique Megillah that the Rabbanu Shalom's name is not mentioned in the Megillah. That's one of the, it's the elephant in the room. It's like the Haggadah, right? You don't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name in the Haggadah. It's one of those things that are shtickle apella, right? What's going on? So the Rabbanu Shalom's name is not mentioned in the Megillah. There's all kinds of pshatim. Kiyadua from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that every time it says the word Melech in the Megillah, it's also referring to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's why they have what they call the Melech Megillahs, that where each column starts with the word Melech, because since that, according to the Gaon, that captures the Rabbanu Shalom. We're not trying to give a Achashverosh covet. Captures the Rabbanu Shalom. But the obvious question is, why isn't it Beferish? Why isn't Hashem's name in the Megillah? I understand, it's Mehumez, it's hinted to, it's there. Why isn't it there? Why isn't it there in all its glory? That's one question. Another question is, why the Rabbanu Shel Olam unraveled the whole Nes of Purim in such a Teva fashion? Such a Teva fashion. The Ramban says that one of the main reasons for miracles is that we should realize that Hashem is in the Teva. So therefore, what does Hashem do? He reveals Himself in a non-Teva way. The Ramban says that was the whole Yisrael of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Right? That Hashem revealed Himself in an unnatural way. That's the godless of every Nes. You want to be Mephas in the natural Nes? That's every day we have natural Nes. Al Nisecha Shebechol Yemimon. The godless of Pursum Nisa, normally, is a Nes that goes out of the Derech HaTeva. That's every Pursum Nisa. There's only one exception. Purim. You're not going to find in the Megillah one outstanding Nes. If you go through Medrashim, you'll find some non-tivious things that took place. Like, for instance, Achashverosh not being able to sleep, and the readers of the Divrei Hayomim, who are reading the Divrei Hayom, they try to skip over the pages of the story of Bichson V'Seresh, and the Malach comes and pushes it back. You have Medroshim that say that there were obvious miracles along the way, but they're not Beferish either. When you go through the Megillah, it's a regular story. It's a story. There's nothing unique about the story. It's a regular story. It's even a Shiloh in the Gemara if you have to read the whole Megillah. Maybe you should only read Tokfa Shel Nes, because part of the Megillah is so natural that it's almost meaningless when it comes to the. So one man Dama the Gemara holds, you read only Tokfa Shel Nes. We don't paskin that way. We paskin, you read the whole Megillah. But you have to know why that too. Another point is that the Megillah, for some reason, the Megillah is the only mitzvah we have that I could think of for now, that you can be Mekayim that mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah of Purim. You can be Mekayim it before Purim. You don't have such a thing anywhere else. You can't light a Hanukkah menorah before the Zman. If you light a Hanukkah menorah on Chav Dalet, on Chav Gimel, it does nothing for you. Right? If you made a bracha, be bracha of Atola. The Megillah is not like that. Megillah Nikras, Beyud Aleph, Beyud Beis, Beyud Gimel. It's read 3 days before the actual Kriya. Not only that, according to the Yerushalmi says you could be Yotze Megillah from Rosh Chodesh Adar. Today you could start reading the Megillah. Yesterday not. Yesterday is still Shvat. You could read the Megillah today. Be Yotze Megillah. B'diavad. I'm not talking about the Yerushalmi says if somebody's going to be away on Purim, and they're not going to have a Megillah Kshera, they read it from Rosh Chodesh. And it's born in Shulchan Aruch. This Yerushalmi is born in Shulchan Aruch. It's not Stam Tzavor from the Sheet. Yerushalmi brings it from a pasuk. It says, "Hachodesh asher nepach lohem." But it's a shtickel pella if you think about it. Megillah is a chayv on Purim. It's a chayv on Purim. How are you yotze by reading the Megillah now? By the way, no other mitzvahs could you be mekayim today. Which means, let's say somebody's going to be away on Purim, he'll have nobody to send mishloach manos to. There's no inyan to send today mishloach manos. That is taka no inyan. I mean, it's chesed, it's v'havtarech kamoich, but it's not mishloach manos. It's not mishloach manos. The only thing you could do now, today, that you won't be able to mekayim on Purim is Kriyas Megillah. Why? Why is that? Another nekuda we asked, we just asked it this past month of Shabbos, is that we find that the Megillah is a halacha from Kriyosa Zuya Leila, right? The Gemara in Megillah daf Yudalit, that the Megillah is actually a compensation for Hallel. And that's the reason why we don't say Hallel on Purim, according to one opinion in the Gemara, is because Kriyos is Zuya Leila. So what's the obvious question? Say Hallel. Are you looking for a shortcut? You can always say that. Every Yom Tov that you say Hallel, there's also Kriyos out there. So say, you read the story. Forget about the Hal. You read about it in the... You read about Kriyas Yamsuf. What do you have to read, say Hal? Read about Yitzias Mitzrayim. What do you have to say Hal for? Teretz is intent to say Hal. So why are you looking for a shortcut on Purim? Because not to read Hal. What's up, Shan, man? It's a shtickle pel. Another kasha. One other kasha. There's endless kashas. You could ask on this topic alone. You could ask 100 kashas in the same, you know, the same neighborhood of kashas. Be'etzem, unquestionably, Purim is the happiest day of the year. Even though Purim, according to some, is only the Rabbanan or it's the Kabbalah, it's true. There's a shittas Bahag and a Chassam Soifa. Maybe Purim have a dinner with the Raisa. We'll talk about that maybe as we go through the halachas of Purim. But Lamaisa, Purim is zicha. Not a Yom Tov that was established by the Torah, still in all, happiness-wise, the happiest Yom Tov of the year. Happiest. I'm not just saying we make it that way. I'm saying it is. Tak is. Simcha b'li gvul. The Yavetz brings down, the Shari Tshuvin, or Chaim brings down the Yavetz. The Yavetz says, Chai v'nish l'vsumei b'pu yad lo yada, on that Aloch in the Shulchan Aruch, he says that the whole year there's a chiv to remember the Churban. Which means even on Shabbos and Yom Tov you have to remember the Churban. The Shulchan Aruch brings halachas. When you eat food, you have to leave an empty place on the plate. You have to take the Churban in the house. You go to the chasana, you make a put ashes on the head of the chasana. There's never a time that you could be mesichtas. But it's a frightening thing. The Yavetz says, on the Halach and Shulchan Aruch, Chayiv Inish L'Sumei B'Akul Hayada, says there's one time, once a year, that you don't have to make a Zeicha. Purim. That's sort of the way he understands the overwhelming joy, that you don't have any, there's no kvetch in the joy. Every other time, it's Loyalis Yushalayim Aloy Simchasi. No matter how happy you are, you have the Purim. So you would think, right, that an oval would break the Avelus on Purim. Just like every Yom Tov. If an oval starts sitting Shiva 1 minute before Yom Tov, the Yom Tov comes and wipes away the Shiva. If an oval's in the middle of Shloshim, the Yom Tov comes, it breaks into the Shloshim. Yeah? So you would think that if an oval is sitting Shiva, the Kams Purim breaks it. Makes sense, it should break the Avelos name. No. Not only does Purim not break the Avelos, there are quite a few halachas that you have to keep on Purim itself. There's quite a few halachas. Some hold all the way. We paskin, you don't do Avelos Pifares here. The Magen Avraham says the oval wears his shoes on Purim. Doesn't go on the floor. It does go. There's all different levels of how much Avelos. There's a theory between Arachayim and Yeredeya. What exact level Avelos is kept? Rav Ari, we had the Shailu when Peretz was Nifta. So, if you remember, I paskin that they have to, the Avelos goes on Purim too. That's the halacha. The Avelos goes on Purim also. There's a different on Hanukkah, on Purim, and Shushan Purim. Shushan Purim, you know, Yigmamish, you go on the floor. But the Avelus is there on Purim. Avelus is there on Purim. But it seems like a Pella. The happiest day of the year. And normally a Yom Tov Terabonah also is no Avelus. Meaning, if somebody, if you have a Yom Tov Terabonah, Yom Tov Sheni, also no Avelus. Let's say Rachmana Litzlan, somebody loses a relative in Chol HaMoed. Right? My mother-in-law, last Pesach, was Niftan Pesach. Right? So, the Rebbetzin didn't sit Shiva till after Yom Tov. Not even Yom Tov Achron. Even the Rabbanon Yom Tov, you don't sit Shiva. There's a Shaila that day may count. You sit one day less. But, you don't show Avelus on Yom Tov. Even a Yom Tov to Rabbanon, even Sveika to Rabbanon. You don't. But yet Purim, not like that. What's going on? It's a pella. It's a shtickle pella. So now I'll tell you what I think we could say here. Let's first be oimed what the Malbim says. The Malbim says, why did Yeshua call all Klal Yisrael together? What was his point? To tell them Hashem. So he says like this. He says, Yeshua ben Nun was dying still when there was still plenty left to conquer. They were surrounded still by enemies. They were surrounded by enemies. So he says that there are two ways, Levatseya. The Malbim says there were two ways for Klal Yisrael to manage their enemies. One is to fight them, which is what they were mechuyev to do. The chiyuv was to kill all of them. That's one way. And that's echot. The other one, sheyichrasu Yisrael bris v'yischatnu imayim, chas v'sholem. Christ will try to get together with them, become like one nation. That's like the safer way. So he says, Yeshua ben Nun gathered Klaus of Lachain Bol Azhiram, Shekol Ashuras Hashem Lekayim Lachol Agoyim, Hu Ayilcham Lahem, Lachain Ein Lom Ligo B'moisai. They shouldn't base their victory on Yeshua. And now that Yeshua is dying, we have to work it out with the other nations, make a peace treaty. Right? See, he was telling them, don't make that mistake. Don't make the mistake to think that it was something to do with me. Hashem hu anilcham lachem. And therefore, after I pass on, you have the same siyata d'shmai. That was Yeshua ben Nun's message to Klal Yisrael. That's how the Malbim expressed. That's not my pshat. That's what the Malbim says. That was the point of this parak. But he uses an interesting lashon. He says, Ki im ba'Hashem alikeichem tidboku kasher asisim arayim hazeh. You should cling to Hashem. That's actually a mitzvah in the Torah we find also, Uboi Tidbok. And the Meshech Chochma connects the mitzvah we find in Dvarim to cling to Hashem to what Yeshua ben Nun is talking about over here. Shaz, what's the connection? So I'm telling you what the Meshech Chochma says. And I think that this is mamish the point of the Megillah. This maybe can answer another kasha. The kasha, it says that when Rabbi Kiva was Dorish, this is found in the Midrash Rabbi here in Esther, Megillas Esther, and it's found also in the Yalkut Shemoni Al HaTorah. Rabbi Kiva was Darshanin, V'Oya HaTzibu Misnamni, and the Tzibu was drowsing off. So B.K. Shloimeh, we want to wake them up. Right? See, he told them the following, Ma Rosso Esther, Shetim Loich, what made Esther Amalka rule over Mea, Vishivim, the Eslim Vishivim Medinas? What made Esther Amalka become the queen over 120? She was Baspita of Sarah, who lived for 127 years. That was his wake up shir. We see this medrash, besides that, it's very unclear what the analogy here is altogether. Right? How's this waking up the people? Rabbi Kiva had a lot better Torah than this. This is not such a, you know, I mean, every word of Rabbi Kiva is precious, but this was a cute gematria. It's not the, right? Pikesh Lohiram. Rabbi Kiva gave Shem Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't know what he was saying. Rabbi Kiva had a lot of Torah to say. From everything he had, this is what he picked. 127 Medinas. That's a Pella. What's Pshat? And that's going to wake them up. The whole thing is a Pella. The connection, Ma Rasa Esther. What's, can you remember I once said a Pshat in the Medrash Pliya? Ma Rasa Esther. Because the Lashon of the Medrash sounds like Ma Rasa Esther, like she voluntarily did it. What made Esther rule? Ma Rasa Esther. Ma Rasa. It wasn't Rasa, but Tilokach Esther. Esther was taken. She didn't volunteer for the job. She was taken. Right. So then I had a chap to answer this Pteris Medrash Pliya. Chazal asked Akasha, how is Esther Amalka allowed to go into Achashverosh? Right? Gilei Arayos is Yaharig Val Yavo. So the Gemara asks in Sanhedrin, how is Esther Amalka allowed to go into Achashverosh? It's Yaharig Val Yavo. So the Gemara answers, Kaka Elam. Which means the Gemara is, there's a tremendous amount of Torah in this Gemara. But the Peshup shot in the Gemara, what does the Gemara mean? That the halacha of Yaharik Val Yavar, halacha that you have to give up your life For Gilui Arayus, that's only if you do an action. See, even though it is Gilui Arayus, but it's Peshev Al Tasa, on that there's no Yarav Al Yav. That's the way the Gemara reads. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Peshev Al Tasa, there's no Yarav Al Yav. That's the Gemara. So I want to say Esther on the Medrash. Esther Amalka, how did she have a right? How did she know Karka Olam, such a Chiddush? How did she know this? She went through the sugya. She was such a lamdan. She knew Karka Olam. What was her makor? I understand we're saying that's Pshat and Esther. How did Esther know this? It's Pshat and Esther. How did she know this chiluk in Allah? The Teretz is, Pasuk says, by Yisara Yimeinu, Chai Yisara, Meyo, Veshiva, she lived 127 years. So Rashi says, why does it break it up? Why does the Torah Akdash break up the years 127? So Rashi says, it's coming to teach you something. That all of her years were equally good. She was kibas, bas chof lo'inshim, bas zayin liyofi, no averis. One second. She was schlepped into Paray. Right? That was a chet. How was she allowed to do that? Why didn't she give up her life? Teretz is kaka elo. Sorry, Yimeinu is a mokeh. That a isha kaka elam doesn't have to give up her life. So my rasa Esther to rule over 127 medinas. Ayat skilag hayas. What do you mean, Vatilokach? She should have given up her life. Teretz is my rasa. She remembered Sarimenu, and the Torah went out of its way to say 127 years, and it separated them. To say that all of them were equal, she had no Averis. She had no Averis means that the mice of Pari and Avimelech also was no Averis. Hakocha kako elum is mutel. That was her license to do it. So it can answer the Medrash, but it doesn't, maybe it answers how Rabbi Kiva maybe woke them up with it, it's a little bit more exciting. But L'chore means there's some specific connection from the whatever Esther Amalka's tkufa was and whatever the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva were doing. Clearly they weren't falling asleep because the shir wasn't interesting. Rabbi Kiva's shir. They were misnamdim because they were going through a tkufa of tzaras. So clearly Rabbi Kiva wasn't there to tell them something at psachap and learning. He was being mechazik them. So what's the chizik of the 127? So Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get back to the kashas tomorrow.